Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young. Shannon, it's so good to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, Sandy. How are you?
I am great, thank you. We are having a typical spring here where it's going to be 80 degrees today. It was 75 yesterday, and tomorrow it's going to be 50.
So winter's coming back.
It does that. In April, we bounce around, but I sure love the warm, sunny days. So
these days are frustrating for me because I really want to go plant things in the yard.
Yes.
And my husband, who is a big gardener, keeps saying, you gotta hold off until Mother's Day because everything will freeze. And I'm like, but I'm hanging out outside and my yard is naked and I need some color.
And he's so right.
But it's gonna die. So
exactly.
Do whatever makes me happy.
Yeah. Mother's Day is the magic day, I think. It's mid-May and it's by then things are better here, but it's pretty interesting. Fortunately, he's saving you a lot on dead plants, so.
That's true. And that is one of his gifts, gardening.
It is. He's got so many. He's a very talented guy. We are talking today about what your gifts are and how you use them.
Yeah, tell me how this came up.
Well, I was talking to a friend. We were talking about another friend who is just so talented and paints and is creative and all that stuff. And my friend I was talking to said, yeah, but you know, I just don't have any talents at all. I've got no gifts. I'm just basic me. And I said, I don't think so. My gosh, you are awesome with animals. They all love you. You are kind and gentle and fun. You have so many things that you share with the world, but she wasn't seeing them because she was looking at the basic, really obvious, you know, are you a major athlete or can you do something musically just naturally or all those things that some people are gifted with. Mm-hmm. And she thought if she didn't have any of that she didn't have any gifts. And I was like, oh my goodness, no, you have so many talents and gifts.
I think we tend to look at the things that are obviously marketable.
Ah, yes.
Can you sink free throws from anywhere on the court?
Yeah, or visible.
Or visible, yeah.
Instantly visible, like one of our grandsons is incredibly artistic. And when he was 4, he was doing art that I couldn't do. And it was just natural for him. And we knew, oh my goodness, he's got a talent here.
Right. It was really obvious.
Yeah,
and we all swore he would grow up to be an artist.
Which he has not.
He didn't.
But he has other talents too. And he's utilizing those out in the work world as an adult. When you have a really obvious talent, like you're one of those musical prodigies who can play the piano at the age of 3, it just comes natural to you. People see those as your gifts. But for the rest of us, it takes us a while to figure out what they are.
Yeah.
But the reality is we are all talented and gifted in several ways, which means that you have a natural aptitude at doing something. You have intuitive abilities. If you want, through training and work, you can turn those into skills.
Yeah, and sometimes it just takes getting, as with so much of what we talk about here on this podcast, it takes getting really clear mm-hmm. about what you like to do and what you lose time doing and what fills you up, as well as what you can make money off of.
Exactly. Well, like for you, you have so many gifts and talents.
Thanks.
And you are artistic and creative, but you're also really good with details, which is just something I admire because I'm not at all. And like in jobs like the one you have now, is you have to have that ability. There's no way I could do what you do.
Some days I can't do what I do. But thank you.
So there's all kinds of gifts out there. You could be a really smart person and a great problem solver or a great listener.
Mm-hmm.
Or like my friend, you can be gentle and kind and thoughtful and just make people feel good.
Yeah. Or you just have the natural ability to take charge and be a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know people who are just, it comes so easily to them to understand complicated concepts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your dad is like that.
He is.
I've heard stories about when he was like 5, he started a business repairing lawnmowers. And he, just amazing. He would be able to take them apart and figure out what was wrong with them and put them together again.
He's got that engineer brain.
He's got the engineer brain. And he's an architect. So he's very creative and design oriented and can see the big, beautiful picture in his brain. And then he's got the engineering brain about how to put it all together. Boy, he's got skills and talents and gifts coming out the ears there.
Yeah.
His were obvious when he was really little. But some of us, it's not so much.
Right. And sometimes it's things that you can't quite put a finger on. Like, we talk a lot, especially when we're walking and talking. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
About how when you sit down with somebody, whether it's at a party or at a restaurant, people will tell you anything.
They will. It's amazing.
Yeah. And that is one of those things that you can't really say, well, I can. It's because you're non-judgmental and you listen, which is really rare. But, you know, most of the world, when they leave you, they're probably like, I just shared everything there was to know about me with that woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't even really know why. Like, she was friendly and she didn't judge me. And it's just one of those things that's very quiet, but very powerful.
Thank you. Those are my gifts that I did not recognize because they were not obvious when I was young. It took a long time to figure them out. It's part of who I am that I find people fascinating and I just want to know who they are. And another important part of that is I keep confidences. So I don't find out who they are and then go, oh, hey, you know what she said? You know, never, ever do I do that. Never. Whatever they share is safe with me. And I think they sense that and know that. So that's my gifts. You were talking about your gifts before we actually started recording and how you were trying to figure it out when you were looking for a job.
What I was going to say was my brother and I are very lucky that we have parents who helped us find our gifts because it can be really hard. You just spend all your life with you. And sometimes when you are around someone a lot, you don't see the things that set them apart, especially when it's yourself, because you're not looking at yourself like that. It can be really helpful to have other people in your life tell you. I think it's really flattering to have somebody ask, what do you think my gifts are? How do you see me? What do you think I'm really good at? Where do you think I excel? If you don't know, ask somebody you know and love and trust.
Absolutely. If you want to identify your gifts, first of all, you got to be willing to do some introspection and look honestly at yourself and admit what you're not good at. Like I said, I'm terrible at details. I hate details. They scramble my brain. I'm also not real great at technology. So but that doesn't make me less of a person. It just means that's not something that I'm going to pursue except when I have to.
Right.
But you've got to be willing to admit what you're not good at in order to find what you're really good at.
Yeah, and that's really hard for some people. The truth is you can't be good at everything.
Exactly. Nobody is.
Nobody is.
There's too much out there to be good at. So
yeah.
Some people are good at a lot. You can be an awesome musician, but have zero people skills. Like you call them soft skills.
Yes. There are those things that you don't study for. I suppose you can learn. Being good with people, having a good attitude, being a hard worker.
Yeah.
Those are things that maybe you're going to put on your resume, but maybe you're not. And nobody's going to go to school to learn those.
Yeah. It's just part of who you are. Somehow, for some reason, you were not taught when you were younger to value those qualities. So you just think, well, everybody's got that. Well, the reality is everybody doesn't have that. So if you're looking to identify your gifts, just take some time to reflect on the activities that bring you joy, the things that come naturally to you, and the moments when you feel like you're really aligned with who you are.
And it can help to revisit the things you like to do as a kid. Mm-hmm. What was really fun and exciting for you? What did you look forward to doing? What did you lose time doing?
Yeah. What you're passionate about now, what lights you up and gets you excited and motivated? If you're doing something and you lose track of time, what is that thing?
Yeah. I think it can be really helpful to look at your values, which we've talked about at length before. Those are the things that really matter to you. For me, it's authenticity, it's honesty, it's having fun.
Uh-huh.
To find a job that allows me to be real and to have fun with people. I realize I keep going back to what you can monetize. And I think that's part of my problem is that finding your gifts doesn't necessarily mean finding ways to make money.
Exactly. They're separate. Sometimes there are ways. Well, like me, I finally figured out that I'm great with people. People like to talk to me and I really enjoy them. And there are jobs I can do that work with that. with most skills, there are ways to monetize it, but the important thing is not making the money. It's doing what you love and what you're born to do, really.
Yeah, I had a coworker many moons ago who was a TV weatherman who his passion was cooking. He would spend all day in the kitchen if he could, all day, every day. And we used to say to him, why don't you go off and do a cooking show? Why don't you become a chef? He was very clear. He was like, because I don't want to make it a job, because then I will start to hate it. This is my love, and I'm good at it, and I'm going to keep it in this safe little bubble over here where it can't get contaminated. And he was very clear about that.
Yeah. And that is true. It's too bad that he thought if he did it as a job, it would turn negative.
Well, that goes back to his whole outlook on life.
Oh, okay. There's that. But some people identify what they love and then they, well, like your dad, he just loves doing architectural design. He loves it. Oh my goodness. He just gets lost in it. And that is his skill and his talent and his gift. But it's also, he's been able to turn it into a job and really has fun with it. Mm-hmm. It can be both and not be where you hate it. But with your friend, he was wise enough to know if he did it the way he thought he would do it, he didn't want to wreck it.
Yeah.
You have to know yourself.
And then look at the people around you, your family, your friends, your coworkers. Identify a couple of the things or gifts or talents that make each of them unique. And that can help you get thinking along the right path to start identifying those things in yourself.
Exactly. And then if you're trying to figure out what your gifts are, ask people, what do you think I'm good at? You might be surprised at what they tell you because they will point out things that you just take for granted and not see as gifts, but they are a really important part that make you unique.
Mm-hmm. And then just try new stuff.
Yeah.
Be okay with trial and error. Not everything is going to work out. You're not going to be good at everything. So I listened to an interview with Ed Sheeran, the musician, on a late show one time. And they were talking about his talent and how he discovered his talent at an early age and all this and how he's always been amazing. And he was like, you know, I have not always been good at this. And he pulled out his phone and played a recording of himself playing guitar and singing however many years ago. And it was awful.
And he saved it.
And he said, it's important to note that I was bad at this, but I wanted this. And so yeah. I worked at it.
Yeah, he loved it.
If you love something, keep doing it. You might never be amazing at it, but you'll still get joy from it. But it also might turn into something amazing. I know lots of people who don't like to try new things because they're not instantly good at them.
Yes. The reality is you're almost never instantly good at something new. We keep using the example of when you're first learning to walk. You don't just get up and walk when you're two. You get up and you fall down and you get up and you fall down and you get up and you fall down. And the cool thing is you keep trying. You keep getting up. And then someday you take some steps and you go, woohoo! And everybody around you gets excited. And then you take more steps and then you've learned to walk. If you gave up the first time, you'd still be lying on your back.
But you'd be darn good at it.
Yeah, you'd be really good at it. That's true. So there are many ways to use your special gifts once you've identified them. Find ways to incorporate them into every aspect of your life. Realize that there are all kinds of people and places where your gifts will be appreciated.
Yeah. And sometimes finding those places takes a little mm-hmm. while. That's okay.
Yeah.
You can join groups, especially today. You can find any number of groups dedicated to any number of things online, or find classes that will help you enhance your natural gifts, and then get creative about where they're needed and go there.
Yeah. Look around and see who else has the same gifts you do and how they're using them in the world.
Yeah.
And find ways to use your special talents to support and help others as well as yourself so that you make a positive impact on the world, because that's what your gifts are for. They're not just for you. They're for you to enjoy, but they're also for you to share and to enhance other people's lives by being who you are.
And then continue to find ways to hone those skills so they become even more powerful and they develop and grow and expand.
Yeah, like Ed Sheeran did. Mm-hmm. That's funny that he keeps that on his phone to remind himself.
And I love that he was willing to bust it out on a late night show in front of God knows how many millions of people.
Yeah.
And say, like, look, I haven't always been Ed Sheeran. I was this struggling, learning student for a while.
Yes, which we all are at some point. Even though we're good at something, if we want to really be able to utilize it, we probably need a little education or guidance or mentoring or something. Mm-hmm. Even me with my fascination with people and wanting to know who they are and do what I can to support and empower them, I needed some classes to get real clear on how to do that.
Yeah.
Once you identify your talents and gifts, find ways to enhance them and refine them.
I like the note you've added here that says, think big, show up bold. I like that. You know, don't be afraid to show them to the world.
Yeah. And be a role model for others. Mm-hmm. And remember that whatever your gifts, talents, and skills are, when you share them with the world, everyone will benefit. It will make you happy and you will inspire and support others. Always remember that you have special gifts.
Yeah. And part of the journey of self-discovery is figuring out what those are, which is really exciting.
It is. And it unfolds. It's not instant. But if you hang in there, it will change your life and the lives of the people around you. So the bottom line is, remember that everyone has special talents and gifts, and they're not static.
No.
When you identify and use them in the world, they have a ripple effect on everyone around you and beyond. And as you use them, they have the power to grow and evolve so that they are even more powerful. So continue to nurture your talents, see new opportunities for growth, and always feel the power of embracing your true, authentic self. And your life will be awesome.
Thank you, Mama.
And thank you, Shannon. And it's been very fun throughout your life watching you discover and use your gifts. You have many, many.
Well, thank you.
You're charismatic. You're beautiful. Your smile lights up a room. You are really smart. You are great at so many things that you do, like reading scripts and stuff. You're the one read wonder, you know, you just read it and do it. You don't need to study the script and all that. You just do it. You share that joy and brilliance with the world.
Oh, thank
you. So that's what you do.
You know what's funny about that, about the reading copy, that really became noticeable for me when I was doing commercial work, mm-hmm. was that I can memorize a script so fast.
Uh-huh.
And it is so apparent to me that that skill comes from somewhere else. It's not me. Because when I look at a script and I internalize it and then I say, let's do this, it goes into a place I can't see in my head. Hmm. And then I just open my mouth and it comes out.
Wow.
And it disappears for a while. And so, like, when we're talking about gifts and talents and skills and, you know, where they come from, you can certainly hone some of them, but some of them are natural. And that one is not an earthly thing. It's just something that was bestowed upon me that comes from somewhere else. It comes through me. That is super powerful for me to know that.
Yeah, you've identified it and you know how to work with it and you know how to open the door and let it come. And I do that when I write.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Other times, my brain shuts down and I can't write anything. But when I'm on a roll and writing something, I just sort of sit back and type and the words come. And that's what having a talent and a gift is it comes and it flows. You are wise enough, and I think I'm wise enough, we've figured out, to just let it flow. And it's a fascinating process. So I hope all of our listeners will tune into yourself and find what your gifts are.
And learn to allow them.
Yes, very much so.
And then tell us about it. Because we love it when you tell us about the things you've learned and the process of self-discovery and what it looks like for you. And then we love it when you tell us what you would like to hear us talk about. Because we're always on the lookout for new subjects. So let us know that. And then if you feel like doing so, please review our podcast. And you can do that wherever you stream. Or you can just visit yourpersonalpowerpod.com, click contact and drop us an email. You can also visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Woot woot. And then be sure to share our podcast with your friends and family so they can join in the fun if you'd like. And until next time, find your power and change your life.